new single from Canadian mother, Carly Rae Jepsen, from her upcoming album Day and Night. Carly Rae Jepsen, After All.
Feel like I know.
Childish Gambino feels like summer, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. And oh, does it feel like summer? I feel like we've had, although it's been warm, it hasn't been as hot as last summer. And I feel like in comparison to, you know, climate change summers that we're having now, it's been a bit of a more temperate summer this year, which has been nice, you know, hot enough that it's very refreshing when you want to swim, but not hot enough that you literally cannot go outside. And it does still feel like summer, even though we're approaching the end of August, which is so crazy. Although we're not going to dwell on that for much longer, because it's making me very upset to think about summer ending. This next song here comes from an album that was released just under a year ago. I'm talking about Sabrina Carpenter's Man's Best Friend. Now, she had her resurgence, can we say, with Espresso, Short and Sweet. That album wasn't my cup of tea necessarily. Man's Best Friend came out, I was like, I don't know if this is my cup of tea either, but I like some of the songs off of it. Over the almost year that this album has come out, it has become one of my most listened to albums ever. I put it on whenever, cleaning the house, driving. And sometimes I'll listen to it if I'm driving for a long time, like 4 times on repeat. You know, I was a fan of Sabrina Carpenter when she had first started her music career. Thumbs. Anyone else a fan of Thumbs? So they keep on twiddling them thumbs. Exactly. When Sabrina Carpenter came out and made a weird, like, anti-capitalist anthem. And so Man's Best Friend has become my best friend. And I am obsessed with this album. One of my favorite singles from this album, Sabrina Carpenter, Tears.
I'll give you what you want. A little communication, yes, that's my ideal foreplay. Assemble a chair from IKEA, I'm like, I get wet at the thought of you. Being a responsible guy, so responsible. Treating me like you're supposed to do. Tears run down my thighs. A little respect for women can get you very, very. Thought of you. I tracked your plane ride, the one you're in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you?
Featuring Kylie Minogue, Stateside, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's right, that's the Kylie Minogue version of Stateside there with Pink Panthers, not the wildly popular, the wickedly talented Stateside with Zara Larsson, which became, yeah, it like blew up. Although, I will say, maybe a controversial take, I don't know, when I first listened to the Fancy That remix album, the Kylie Minogue Stateside version was my favorite, and I think it might still be. Nevertheless, I play it on this show because, you know, the Zara Larsson version is everywhere. Love her. Love her down. I feel like I just talked about this with Sabrina Carpenter. Everyone is all, like, Zara Larsson resurgence right now, where I was a big fan of her back in my day, back in the day. I was a big Zara Larsson fan, big Zara Larsson, Sabrina Carpenter, and Ellie Goulding fan. My, like, electronic-y pop girls there, although maybe less Sabrina. Speaking of electronic pop, new Charlie XCX album is also everywhere. Music, fashion, and film. I feel like being a longtime Charlie fan, she does a sort of A-B cycle with her albums. She makes one for herself, one for the public. One for herself, one for the public. And not that the ones for herself are not good. They're just not sort of what's out there commercially. Although after Brat, sort of what's out there commercially is Charlie. So it's interesting to see her release her first experimental, I put that in quotes, album after releasing Brat, because she is, you know, the face of this style of pop music now. So she's just competing, really, with herself and her own styles, I guess we'll say. I don't know. Anyways, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but this song, I'm gonna say it, I think, is my favorite from this album, Charlie XCX, 2007.
I can take you to heaven like kids, 2007. Pop star in my bedroom like kids, 2007. I can take you to heaven like kids, 2007. Pop star in my bedroom like kids, 2007. I can take you to heaven like kids, 2007. Pop star in my bedroom like kids, 2007. I can take you to heaven like kids, 2007. Pop star in my bedroom like kids, 2007. Pictures on the sofa, big cum. Pictures on the screen, all from your apartment. You can shine bright like a star. Pictures on the sofa, big cum. Pictures on the screen, all from your apartment. You can shine bright like a star. Star. I can take you to heaven like kids, 2007. Pop star in my bedroom like kids, 2007. Seven. I can take you to heaven like kids, 2007. Pop star in my bedroom like kids, 2007.
Metric, their Dead Disco, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. A bit of a Canadian throwback there with some older Metric. We're going to stick with the Canadian, but bring it much more recent, a new single here from Lolo, Pretty Little Wreck.
Bloodshot eyes in a perfect pose. Wind me up, baby, I'll put on a show. Watch my skin crawl off my bones. Pour my guts in your headphones. Rip my dress so I can breathe. Cut me loose so I can. I'm just a pretty little. But it's all a blur. You've seen bad, baby, I'm much worse. Blow it up and watch it burn. Rip my dress so I can breathe. Cut me loose so I can. I'm just a pretty little wreck, but I'm a real good time. Yeah, I'm a beautiful mess, but I really don't.
I'm just a pretty little wreck, but I'm
Rodrigo, My Way, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. I don't know if anyone's in the same boat as me, but I cannot stop listening to this Olivia Rodrigo album. I feel like it's all I've listened to this summer. I haven't really listened to any other albums like back to front on repeat other than You Seem So Sad for a Girl So In Love. It just fits every mood that I'm in. It fits every type of weather that we've had this summer. I am so obsessed with it. And I have, you know, listened to Olivia's other releases when she's put them out. And there's a few songs that I like. On her last album, Guts, I think it was a deluxe version, but I really like the track So American. But this entire album, man, I don't know what's in it, but it's really connected with me and it's really clicked, and there's so much that I'm still diving into and finding every time I listen to this album. So it's her best work, I think. If you haven't given it a listen, I cannot recommend it enough, though I do not take the blame if that ends up to be all that you listen to. Speaking of new releases, this other album, I would say, has been my second most listened to album of the summer of new releases. It's the new Death Cab for Cutie album. It is titled I Built You a Tower, and I was supposed to see Death Cab for Cutie in Toronto, but I couldn't because of my work schedule, and it still pains me. But this album, again, been listening to this entire summer, and I just love it. I think it's fantastic. If you're a Death Cab fan and you haven't listened to some of their more recent work, I think that this album goes back to some of their older styles and their older musical styles, if that makes any sense. I highly recommend you give it a listen. One of my favorite tracks from this, Death Cab for Cutie, Punching the Flowers. In his search, stars there. Take Me to the Riot, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. An artist that has continued to surprise me with every release he puts out is Finn Wolfhard, you know, the actor of Stranger Things fame. Turns out he's a very talented musician. He keeps getting even more talented. His newest release, Fire from the Hip, came out a few weeks ago, and a song that I have been vibing with. Finn Wolfhard here, Crater. Ren for short. That was Annie Get Your Gun, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. This next song is not new at all, but it was supposed to be off of the album of the summer. Was this the album of the summer? I'm talking about Harry Styles' Kiss All the Time Disco Occasionally. Now, I don't think it was the album of the summer, but it's an album that I am not letting die out, as it's been good for the occasional listen, and maybe that's why he put that word in the title. Harry Styles here, Taste Back.
Time.
Balu, Brigada, Bedhead, and you're listening to Trail Mix on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a new single from band Balu Brigada. Balu Brigada became one of my favorite bands last year when they released their album Portal. It was an absolutely amazing album, and I don't think it got the international appreciation that I thought it should have. It was one of the best albums of last year and one of the best pop albums of the last couple of years, if I am being honest. And so I was very excited to see that they released a new single and very excited to see what comes out from them in the future. Speaking of new music, the long-awaited new Phoebe Bridgers album has finally been gifted to us. It is called called Lost Weekend, and I have only listened to it a couple of times because I wanted it to give it my full attention and just haven't had the time for it yet. But over the couple times that I have listened to it, it's an album about grief but also being in love while you're grieving and having a person be there for you while you're grieving. It's a very emotionally complex record centered around the loss of her father and these people who are supporting her around her and these people who she loves. And I mean, it's a Phoebe Bridgers album, so there's a lot going on. And if you haven't listened to it yet, make sure you have the emotional capacity to listen to it like you would with any other Phoebe Bridgers album, I guess. On these couple of listens, though, this track really stood out to me, and maybe it's because of what's happening in my life at the moment. Maybe it's because something musically, but I don't know. Every time I listened to this album, I was just like, wow, this track really is something. And I think a lot of other people, from what I've seen, are relating to or really loving this song as well. So Phoebe Bridgers here from her new album, Lost Weekend. This is Bobby.
Yeah. giveaway of $18.5 million and a brand new 2021 Mercedes-Benz in the color of your choice.
30 years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years in Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
CNIB is hitting the road to bring its innovative programs and technology to you. Drop in to meet CNIB staff and learn more about free programs and resources for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Explore assistive tech with hands-on product demos and workshops. Tuesday, September 1st, 2026, 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Kingston Public Library, 130 Johnson Street, Kingston.
CFRC 101.9 FM is putting out the call for volunteer applications. We are looking for people interested in learning sports broadcasting, on-air programming, technical support assistance, all that and so much more available through our online application on CFRC.ca. Join North America's oldest and most esteemed community and campus broadcaster. We hope we'll see your application soon.
Join CFRC 101.9 FM for our Airwave YGK